This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What's on the menu for today, nephew?
We got an issue here. We got lights. I think every time this lady turns her power, her lights on, is turning stuff on in my house. In my apartment, it's turning on my stove and turning on all kind of stuff. So, till we get this situated, I'm gonna need her not to turn nothing on. So, the title is "Are Your Lights On?" Are your lights on? All right, cat dog. If you hood.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach a.
Who's calling?
They call me Pepper. I live. I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think my apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit?
Who want to know?
Actually, I'm wanting to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment that's our apartments are back to back with each other. And I don't mean no harm, man. But you are though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what's going on. Took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I didn't figure it out. It just seemed like every time, I hear you when you close your door, and I every evening, I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay. Did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple of days now. So I'm asking you, Ms. if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay. So you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark.
Well, I'm just saying, it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn near about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark and you don't want me to turn anything on? You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child. I much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this we from? How am I involved in your situation? I have nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your life is patched in some kind of way to my ovens and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or whatever, but I don't have anything to do with that. And I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and this stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this coming on.
So you threatening me now?
I'm not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You the one with the problem.
I'm not going to leave here, and then you turn it on, and then the
And if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. And I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute. What the No, you can't turn my breaker off. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around here.
You get my phone number anyway? I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You going to damn turn the breaker off.
Let me I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a You already got a problem, so I'm just going to add fuel to the fire. You call me. And again, I want to know how you got my
Look, I'm not going to sit here and go on this little small talk.
The problem is
that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my oven comes on and all the aisles on the stove
you
come on.
You got a problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who you think you're talking to?
I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. You listen.
What the you got to say, because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. I can't believe this.
You all right?
I know. I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got it.
Was I stupid enough for you?
Yes.
Always.
Right.
Never disappointed
thank
in that
you.
Area.
Thank you. I appreciate all that, y'all. Thank y'all so kindly. And we're going to do more of that in 2024. We're going to need more pranks and praises as we move out of January. January, February, once we get all the way
I'm
to
out
March.
Of the praise, portion of your pranks. Just wanted to say that. 2024, what? That will be praising no more.
No. Why are you doing that? Now you just got through uplifting, and now you're going to come do this.
He ain't know your praise.
Why would you do that?
Stop.
Why all this uplifting and all this positivity?
Not hating at all. Not at all. I just want you to know that in 2024, there will be no praise worship anymore.
Okay.
Oh, you're trying to
That's
make
all.
A rhyme, too.
Still enjoying
is this,
praise.
Is this got something to do with Cleveland, man? Is it got something to do with Cleveland?
The Browns? What does that have to do?
Does this have anything to do with the Browns?
Because that will help it. That will help the hatred run much stronger. So we can tie to that if we want to. Yeah, I have no problem. If you need proper motivation to get things done, I'm with that. Yeah, it's about Cleveland. just tired of it, man. Just don't want to have to keep worshiping the same dude, you know. It's a prank. We get a lot of prank time. We just ain't going to keep praising you about every time.
Okay. Speaking of Ohio, I'll be in Dayton at the Funny Bone, 26th and 27th. Anybody that, you know, friends of my uncle want to come down and hang out, come on down. 26th, 27th. I'm at the Funny Bone in Dayton, Ohio. Wear your Cleveland jersey. Come on out and represent. All right? We'll make Friday night jersey night. You wear yours, I wear mine. Nah.
Tommy.
That's how we gonna do that.
Tommy, them Cincinnati boys down that way.
Oh, the Bengals.
All them boys from Dayton, them Cincinnati boys. They're Bengal boys.
All right.
Bengals. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.